I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You can't grow up without a decent education, you know. So, I am going to be your tutor. You watch now, you like this. Icatus figatus somba kazi. I want your attention, everything. Pockety, wackety, whack. Abber, 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 nack. Shrinking size, very small. We got to save enough room for all. Higgitus, figgitus, figgitus, boom. Prestidigitonium. Higgitus, figgitus, figgitus, boom. Prestidigitonium. Higgitus, figgitus, figgitus, boom. Prestidigitonium. Boom. Ha-ha.
Good morning, you're listening to Merlin's Tower, broadcasting wizardly beats from the highest point in the castle. Today is a very special show because we are going to be playing all Canadian music. This is also the first episode of Wizard's Tower, so if you hear anything and you're not sure if it should be there or not, I really don't know either. Let's start things off with a little blues. Here's the title track off of Good Morning Blues, a band out of Vancouver, City Real and Wes Mackey.
Guitar. 'Cause all your love. the blues for you. In the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, down in the dark of the Cumberland mine, there's blood on the coal and the miners lie in the roads that never saw sun or sky, roads that never saw sun or sky. In the town of Spring Hill, you don't sleep easy. Often the earth will tremble.
For some textbooks, the UBC Bookstore offers 5 textbook choices: used, new, custom, ebooks, and rentals. Personalized book lists are also offered starting August 13 through their website, bookstore.ubc.ca. Come in and visit, located at the corner of East Mall and University Boulevard. UBC Bookstore, where your purchases support UBC campus.
Awesome. Every Thursday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. only on CITR. By the way, you're awesome.
And we're back. Good morning. So the last song we heard was Spring Hill Mine Disaster, and that was by a band called So-Called. And before that, we heard Hunted by Cowboy Junkies. And the first song there was not Good Morning Blues. It was, in fact, Play the Blues for You. But, you know, a little bit of blues either way. And that was by City Reel and Wes Mackey. So I was recently in Montreal. And how could I not dig up a little bit of Cœur de Pirate here for you? But I don't really know which song I want to play. So looks like her album has 12 songs on it. And I just happen to have my D12, so let's give it a roll here and see what we're going to play. 7. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's Les Amours Dévoués. So we'll just cue that up, and there we go.
On vit pas au large, mais bien pris, sans charge des distances, nous allons séparés par des docks hantés au bergère, marées qui nous tiennent au bord du sentiment. Mais j'arrive, et qui celle qui t'attend, ne t'attend plus jamais, où se fasse transcendante pour ce diamant que j'ai, si je dois moi-même tendre la carte d'une dévouée. Que tu as sur moi, sur mon souffle, qui reste saccadé. Des courses contre le vent qui ne compte plus. Maintenant qu'on s'y dit, qu'on se pertinait. Mais j'arrive, et tu sais qui t'attend, ne t'attend plus jamais. Où se fasse ton ascendant pour ce diamant que j'ai. Si je dois moi-même tendre la carte d'une dévouée. Charge de distance, nous amants séparés par des docks montés au bac d'air, marées qui nous tiennent au bord des sentiments. Oh, mais j'arrive, et qui sait qui t'attend, ne t'attend plus jamais. Où se passe ton ascendant pour ce diamant que j'ai? Si je dois moi m'attendre, la carte d'une dévouée. Hey, hey, mais j'arrive.
Diamonds that you toss into this desert I carry with me. I got them locked behind bars that never talk. They are all buried there. Struck by you. Body, Lord. gone past. I will take my drunken heart down. I will go with the days like thieves we stole. I will take my sunken heart down. Thank you.
All right, so you just heard some Strange Lady by Dominique Fricot. Before that, Love is a Stone by Jenny Burkle. And up next is some Kathleen Edwards. Do you have any, like, old music that if you heard it, it would make you feel a certain way?
Probably.
Like, for example, if it's, like, if I hear Nine Inch Nails or Boards of Canada or something, it's, like, it's music that you love so much and was really good, and I still think it's really good, but hearing it, it's like I've changed too much as a person. Like, yeah. Do you feel that way about KMFDM at all, or Nine Inch Nails or anything?
Nine Inch Nails. Lots of stuff. so,
not so much I've changed too much and I don't like it anymore, but it reminds me of a certain time period.
So if I were to just put like four albums back to back of Nine Inch Nails, there was a time where you would be totally okay with that.
Yeah.
Would you still enjoy it as much, or would it be difficult to listen to?
It'd get kind of annoying.
What is it that makes it annoying?
It's just not as good as I thought it was at the time. I'm just not as into it now. I mean, there's stuff too that maybe is good, but if you're not as into it, you don't want to hear so much of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Death Cab even is like that.
Mm-hmm.
I still think it's good, but I'm just not as into it as I was at the time.
So, it's interesting because it's like, how do you protect yourself from playing stuff that people aren't into anymore? You know, it's like if I had listened to a radio station that played a Nine Inch Nails song, I almost might feel kind of like, oh yeah, I know this song. If it's obscure enough, it might feel kind of cool. But if they were to play two or three songs, you'd almost be like, whoa, like this is way too, like we've kind of moved on from that, right?
Yeah.
So what is it about that experience that makes people feel so strongly? Like, I'm sure that when I listened to Death Cab for Cutie and you listened to Death Cab for Cutie, it may have been around the same time, but maybe we were at different places in our lives. Like, if we can have different experiences listening to the same music at roughly the same time, but in different places, apart from each other, maybe we didn't even know each other well or at all at the time. What's the commonality between the fact that we right now we'll listen to that same Death Cab for Cutie and feel almost like not into it?
I'm okay. I would be cool listening to one song or for one song on the radio. That'd be cool. But
yep.
If you're listening, even an album I could do, but not like album after album after album with doing nothing but just listening.
But you can still do that now with newer bands. Like, I could probably just play, like, Hot Chip back-to-back, tons of albums, and you'd still be into it, because it's really cool stuff.
Yeah.
So, I wonder what it is that changes that makes you not, you know, is it just becoming too familiar with it?
I don't know. It's really hot in here.
found himself hit by that southbound train. They buried him in the February rain and nobody ever came. Was he feeling swallowed up? Was he running out of luck? Were his dreams not big enough?
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Okay, we're back, and you're listening to Merlin's Tower. This is DJ Toker here, and got a bit of an overactive keyboard, so, you know, don't mind that. So, the last song we heard was Keys to Paradise by Trampled by Turtles. Quite a mouthful. And before that, we heard Old Ben by The River and the Road. And the top of that set was Kathleen Edwards, Going to Hell. And she was here recently in Vancouver at the Commodore. I think a month or two ago, and just an amazing Canadian country folk singer, songwriter. So, now, I don't know what this band has against Hinton, but maybe they're just really happy, and they're leaving Hinton. So, let's just cue that up here.
Well, I'm leaving Hinton and I ain't coming back. I'm gonna tie my woman to the railway track. Hey, Charlotte, three of her going. Gonna throw that bad bitch on the rocks below her. I'm leaving Hinton, mama. I'm leaving Hinton. Hey, hey. I'm leaving Hinton, mama. I'm leaving Hinton. Ooh, well, I'm leaving Hinton. I'm leaving Hinton for days. Daddy's got a gun and my aim is serious than it has ever been. Tell your brother, tell your son, please see Papa coming. Oh man, they better run, because my head is full of whiskey, my feelings on the trigger of my gun. Yeah, you see Papa coming, they better run. Coming on in, you better run. And I chased her out of hiding under the sunset. She ran from Mountain Street to Odyssey Creek. And I chased her all around that old German town. And I caught her by the East Texas Track. Yeah, I caught her. I caught the lady. She stood there looking up at me with them big green eyes. And she looked as beautiful as the first day I had met her. And she pleaded for her life. She pleaded,
please don't kill me.
And I really fell for the broad. And so I did. About the only thing a man in my situation might do. And I tied her to the tracks. Now waiting for that train to roll on down the line. And I could hear it coming from off in the distance. And it was hissing and spitting steam, just like a mythical beast from the Old Testament. And as it drew near, well, the screams got louder. And when it hit, well, it was an awful noise. And it sounded a little something like this. You ready, boys?
Ready, boys!
You ladies, plenty of room on the tracks. One,
This is the Evergreen Forest. Quiet, peaceful, serene. That is until Burt Raccoon wakes up. Luckily, he has some good friends to help him out. Life would be simple in the forest, except for Cyril Sneer. And his life would be simple, except for the raccoon.
So, sticking with our Canadian theme, that was the theme from The Raccoons. It was a cartoon on CBC that ran from 1984 till 1991. So I remember watching the show as a kid, and I used to spend a lot of time out at my grandparents' farm, and they only got two channels. So there was CBC and I think CFRN or something like that. But whenever The Raccoons played, it was like, oh, wow, cartoons. But I always found it such a weird show, and it was really hard for me to understand as a kid. And I don't know if I liked it or not, but, I mean, the theme is still familiar, so I hope you enjoyed that. Alright, you just heard Blue Rodeo with You're Everywhere, and before that we heard Leavin' Hinton by The Bitter Weed Draw. So, I had really intended to turn this show into sort of a country honky-tonk kind of show, but maybe that's what indie Canadian musicians do best, or at least that's what I dug up. So, with that said, we're gonna leave you with another band here called The Liquor Kings from their album 100 Proof Rock and Roll, and the song's called Kicking the Shit Out of Love. And next up, you'll have Ryan with Sounds of the City. So thanks so much for listening.